The rest is still unwritten. Written by I Have Loved the Stars Too Fondly. Narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating General Audiences, No Archive Warning Supply. Relationship, Dr. Mensa and Murderbot. Rati was telling me about your documentary, Mensa told me. I had come over to the preservation responder with a few of Art's crew, who wanted to discuss something about the definitely original and legitimate adamantine colony charter they were putting together. It didn't involve security, so I didn't really care. I had only come because I wanted to see my humans. I guess being stuck on a planet with no comm contact with the majority of my humans for 40 hours did wonders for extroversion. What did he say? I had mentioned the documentary in my report on the disaster of a mission to the polar colony site, which I knew she'd read, so I didn't know what else Rati had to say about it. That it's very good, among other things, Mensa said. Oh, that made sense, I guess. Mensa smiled gently at my shoulder and added, I'd be interested in watching it, if that's all right with you. The preservation responder didn't have as many lounges as Art, but there was a smallish conference room with comfortable enough chairs and a big display surface. It had room for more people, but Mensa didn't invite anyone else, like she might have if it was some other entertainment we were watching. I think she knew that it would make me uncomfortable if she did. So we watched it, just the two of us, with the lights in the conference room turned down. Mensa was very quiet through the whole thing. She wasn't eating crunchy things, and I had more attention to spare when I wasn't 5 hours overdue for a recharge cycle, although, yes, I was still running an episode of Sanctuary Moon in a secondary input. So I was more aware of her reactions as we watched, mostly changes in her breathing, at some of the parts that we'd structured for emotional impact. Part of Tariq's interview, when the calm professional voice he'd been using started to break down a little, Iris had kept in a moment where his voice got emotional and he turned away from the camera. It lingered on his silence and the side of his face for a few seconds before it cut to the next section. It had been a good choice. I could tell from Mensa's breathing that it was making her emotional too. At one point, she turned slightly toward me and whispered, "Where is this footage from?" I told her, "It's from my archives. This part is from one of the transports I took in the Rim after I left. Some of the other parts are from contracts before I met you." We'd put in a few archival scenes with sec units in them. Not me, because I'd been the one recording. It had been a risky move with the colonists, because I was a sec unit, and we didn't want them to stop trusting preservation and PUMNT if they knew what I could do. But Barish Estranza had sec units too, and I had insisted that it was important they understood what we did when we had to follow human orders. The shots were very short and interspersed with other scenes of how much it sucked to be an indentured worker in a CR work installation. That whole section still made Mensa tense and her breathing shaky. I was relieved when it transitioned into the conclusion and her posture started to relax. When the bare-bones credits flashed up on the screen, Mensa exhaled and said, "That was very powerful." I hadn't been expecting that description, but I kind of liked it. She stared thoughtfully at the blank display surface. Rati said he thought it was fairly polished for a film that was created in so little time, and it certainly looks very professional. But I admit I was still surprised by how affecting it is. The story is very well told. She looked up at my drone that was hovering in the corner. I'm impressed. It made me feel warm and a little melty. I shifted in my chair a little and stared at the wall. Thanks. Mensa sat quietly for a few seconds, like she was still thinking it over. Then she surprised me by asking, "Are you interested in releasing it to a broader audience, or a version of it?" I hadn't thought of that. We'd finished the documentary on time, and it had done its job, and I hadn't planned to do anything else with it, but... maybe. I'd have to talk to the others. She nodded. True. Tariq might not want his interview released outside of the context that he originally agreed to, but it would be worth asking. We could cut him out if he wanted. His parts are good, though. Surprisingly, Tariq's interview was one of the better parts of the documentary. Having a specific actual human's face on the screen, talking directly to the camera, had a stronger effect than a lot of the cobbled-together archival footage. I'd probably want to make some other changes, too, for a different audience, and get more footage. You could certainly expand it into a longer running time, Mensah agreed. There's room to tell a larger story. It would depend on whether you want to present it to people in a similar situation. The university could make it part of its regular procedures, perhaps. Or if you want to raise awareness in other parts of the CR, or outside of it. That was a good question. I filed it to talk to Art about later. It would have opinions, and Seth could tell us whether PUMNT would want to use the documentary again. We'd have to re-record the voiceover if we added new parts, but we should probably do that anyway. Iris had done a good job of reading it, but Rati had mentioned that altering her voice to sound like Bharadwaj's was illegal on preservation, and I could see why it wouldn't be very ethical to release something that sounded like Bharadwaj's voice when she hadn't had the chance to confirm that she agreed with it, or it was trustworthy or whatever. I'm sure Bharadwaj would be willing to read it, Mensah assured me, and help you with interviews, if you wanted to do more of those. You know she's very passionate about this kind of thing. I was thinking that it would be nice if we had Pinley talk about some of the legal stuff, too. That had been a weak point of our argument, even though Art Drone had some legal files with it in case they were relevant when talking to the colonists. Mensah tapped her fingers on her leg. True, she could provide some expertise on predatory contracts. I was taking notes in a feed document now. I hadn't really thought about remaking the documentary for a different audience than this specific group of colonists, but now that I was thinking about it, I really liked the idea. Bharadwaj is really good at interviews. We could add interview sections with Pin Lee. Maybe some other humans like Tariq who actually lived in the CR. Do you think Garothan would have things to talk about? Or maybe some of the refugees that came through Preservation Station, if any of them are willing to talk to us. A sequence of stories from a bunch of humans stitched together would be more effective than just one. They'd done something like that in a documentary I'd watched with three. I made a note to watch it again and look for ideas. More data for the supplementary packet would be good too. I bet Art has that in its archives on the ship, or back at the university. Mensah was smiling softly down at her lap. Sec unit, I hope it's okay to say that it's a relief to see you like this. I stopped taking notes and almost looked at her with my eyes. Like what? Just excited about something. She twisted her hands around each other. You've been, well, a lot has happened, and it's been clear that it's been weighing on you. I know how that feels, but I didn't really know how to help you. She sighed, then smiled up at my drone. But it seems like you found something that helped. And I'm very happy about that. I was having a lot of emotions. I stared at the wall, trying to figure out what to do with them. I almost started an episode of Sanctuary Moon, but I saved the processing power because I decided I wanted to say something, and that meant I had to figure out how to actually say it. I don't like saying stuff like this out loud, but this was something I wanted her to understand. I've been operating at a deficit ever since the thing, and it sucks. I hate feeling like this. I know I got them out alive, but it still made me feel useless. Mensah opened her mouth to say something, and I said, let me finish. She closed her mouth and nodded and waited for me to go on. I was built for security. The kind that involves shooting at hostiles and getting shot at. I'm literally designed for keeping humans safe. Doing a bad job at something I was designed to be good at is fucking depressing. When I'd realized that all our attempts to convince the colonists had failed, that Bearish Estranza had beaten us, that we'd lost, it hadn't been the usual wave of not caring, it had been worse. It had felt like I'd fucked everything up again and gotten them all killed by trying to help, and this time there were way more than 57 humans whose lives I'd ruined, and I couldn't do a single thing to stop it. And then I remembered that 2.0 didn't have guns, didn't even have fists, and it had still saved 3, and Art's crew, and me. I'd remembered that I knew things other than how to hurt people, and it had felt like being pulled out of that pit all over again. Like when Sanctuary Moon had broken through my directionless anger and pain and given me something else to feel. I said, I needed to do something. The documentary was something I could do. Even though you weren't designed to, Mensa said quietly. I nodded. I liked being good at security. I liked pulling off a good sec unit plan, one that got my clients out safe with minimal collateral damage. But it felt even better to be good at something that wasn't security. Not because I was a sec unit, just because I was me. You said the documentary was powerful. It made me feel powerful. When she could tell I wasn't going to say anything else, Mensa said, You've certainly helped a lot of people by making it. Yeah, I had. It felt good. Mensa leaned back, emotion to the display surface. If you can make something like this in 5 hours with 5 people and limited budget, I can hardly imagine what you could do with more time and resources. I look forward to seeing the revised version if you do decide to make one, and to whatever other stories you decide to tell. After a moment, she added lightly, Maybe you'll write the next Sanctuary Moon. I snorted, Probably not, but there are a lot of serials that would be better if they had a heroic sec unit character. Now there's an idea. Her smile was big. The children would love a serial like that, after all the stories they've heard about your adventures. Amina might be your number one fan. I wonder if the university has a media production department, she added thoughtfully. Is Amina going there? She'd been asking Iris about the university's programs, and I knew Art had showed her what the application paperwork looked like as soon as she'd showed interest. I told it to stop trying to steal my humans, and it had said it was just providing her with information so she could make informed decisions. She told me yesterday that she wants to apply when she's finished at First Landing. I certainly hope that her experience as a student would be less exciting than her experiences with the university so far, but it seems like she'd be in good hands. Speaking of which, she glanced over at me and then looked away. I was talking to Captain Seth. He said you still haven't officially accepted a long-term position on the crew. He didn't want to ask you about it again right after everything. She wasn't asking me either, which made it easier to answer. I might want to accept. I'm not sure yet. Mensa said carefully, You and Perihelion seem very close. That also wasn't a question. I really like it. The corner of her mouth turned up. Not in a weird way. I'm pretty sure my face was doing something, too. Yeah, but I still like you, too. I know, and I still like you. But I'm happy that you found other people you like, too. She put her hand on the arm of her chair and squeezed it. It was a gesture I'd seen her do before, when she was talking to me, and based on her interactions with other humans, there was an 84% probability it was a substitute for reaching over and squeezing my hand. I was leaning on you too hard, after the kidnapping. You needed space to exist on your own terms, and I needed to let other people take care of me. I think it's good for both of us to have a larger circle of people we can trust. Will you be safe on Preservation? If she wasn't, I was going back with her. I could help Art's crew, but they already had Art and Tariq, and the university could hire more security, even if it was only human security. Dr. Mensa was my favorite human, and Preservation hadn't always done a good job of protecting her. I wouldn't leave her if she would be in danger without me. I think so. Pin Lee has told me she's fairly confident that with Grey Chris going under, there won't be anyone who wants me dead quite so badly, especially now that I'm off the steering committee. She saw the skeptical look on my face. I'll still take precautions, I promise. Training my successor got interrupted by the distress beacon, but once I finish that, I'm going back to the planet. I should be safer there. She let out a long sigh. And I want a rest. A good, long time on the farm with Farai and Tano will do me good. She squeezed the arm of her chair again. You're always welcome there. I hope you know that. But I think I'll be okay without you. That was a relief. I liked protecting Mensa, but it was better if I didn't need to. A second later, she added, I'll miss you, though. I hope we'll keep in touch, wherever you decide to go. I'll miss you. Saying that was admitting to myself that I knew where I wanted to go. I could send you letters. She laughed a little. As long as your first one. Maybe not that long. She smiled, and the corners of her eyes crinkled. I'd still read every word. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.